Hey guys, I'm Adam.
And I'm Jess.
Welcome to our world. Now I started it.
Welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world. My name's Adam.
I'm Jess.
And this is our podcast, Welcome to Our World.
Episode one.
Thank you to our one listener, us.
It's collective.
We are one today. Go ahead, let's jump in.
Yeah. Why were you thinking about doing this? Stop watching the baseball game.
Sorry. Baseball game's on.
We're in St. Louis. For all of our out of town listeners, our non-domestic listeners, we are currently in St. Louis, Missouri. This is where Adam and I both live.
We'll paint a picture for you. We're in my living room.
Yep. Not mine.
I have an ice cold Bavarian Best Busch beer. Jess is drinking
a warm red
from Aldi. Shameless plug. And the Cardinal game is on.
And if you don't know what the Cardinal game is, then
you could turn
this off and it's okay, cuz we're done.
It's better that way. So why did we want to do this? I wanted to do this because I listen to a lot of podcasts. I feel like I have a lot to say in general. Just to myself, but also I feel like
everyone would agree.
I enjoy talking, and so I enjoy everything from self-help to the most ridiculous content that you can consume.
What kind of podcasts do you listen to?
All kinds. Business podcasts. So we're both realtors in St. Louis. So I would assume that we both have probably consume a lot of real estate podcasts. Mm-hmm. I also listen to some sports podcasts. There's one called What Really Happened that I love. It talks about just all kinds of ridiculous stuff in sports, and then like what really happened that's not like the washed down version and that everybody got fed through the media. So any kind of podcast that
any
you can
kind?
Not like adult podcasts.
Ew. What does that mean?
I would assume there's adult podcasts out there.
Oh.
But yeah, I'll listen to just about anything, like the whole Serial podcast, S-Town, all that stuff I've listened to. So I'll listen to anything. And full disclosure, Jess asked me a while ago, like, hey, would you ever be interested in doing a podcast? We're best friends, so it works well to do this together because we both have terrible senses of humor or great senses of humor, I guess.
Yeah, it depends on who the audience is, I think.
But that's why I wanted to do it. So it's something that I've done a couple episodes as guests on podcasts, and I really enjoyed it. And I thought you and I would just have a ton of fun doing it together. So
yeah.
That's my reasoning. What about you?
So I didn't start. I'm a slow joiner to anyone, if you didn't know that. So that's just me in a very quick nutshell. And I started listening to podcasts when I started thinking about getting my real estate license. And Adam told me to listen to Toby Salgado's podcast because he's a real estate agent. He interviews top, like, mega people in real estate. And from there, started listening to David I. Hill. And that kind of launched me into joining Keller Williams. And from there, just kind of explored all the other types of podcasts out there that I would enjoy. So I like Rachel Hollis. I like Brendan Burchard. My husband kind of got me into Binge Mode for all those Game of Thrones people out there. So I don't listen to a huge array, but it's mostly like mindset, building business, helping your life, and then very few like just
novelty,
recreational, fun things. Our friend Steve has his own huge following in St. Louis with Hoosier Sophisticate.
Yep.
And so I really don't have any hobbies at all. I thought this would just be a fun way to like be therapeutic and just have some fun. Adam and I are both, at least we think we're both, very funny. I think our spouses would disagree sometimes, but we've known each other for a really long time. We get along really well, and I think that maybe 30 people max would enjoy listening to this. So, I mean, would you agree?
So, first of all, you're welcome to those 30. But yes,
they don't know that they're listening yet. We have to find
30. We have to find 30.
And pay them $5.
Collectively, $5. So you all get, I don't know, 15 cents, whatever that is. If that math is right,
six.
That's insane. There's no way it's six.
Five times six?
Don't know what that is.
30. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Moving on.
So
maybe we should tell people who we are or how we know each other, just so that they don't think that we're married.
Okay.
So we're not.
We're not. We're not married.
I mean, we are, but not to each other.
Right. Okay. Thank you for the clarity.
Yeah.
So I met Jess almost 20 years ago, right? 19 years ago. We'll call it 19 years.
I have no idea.
Let's just, can we just say it? 19 years.
You can say it. Fine.
Okay. 19 years ago, I started dating her best friend, who is now my wife and the mother of my children. And
and she's awkwardly sitting in the next room judging us hard.
As our producer.
And supporting us.
And drinking wine as well. Right.
She's our listener.
Okay. So we need 29. 29 more. Who's coming with me? So Jess and I met through my wife and became pretty much best friends pretty quickly soon after.
I don't really have that many other friends. That's a 100% true statement.
Yeah, it's just me.
You're a friend through marriage.
Yes, Jess is my friend through marriage. Thanks for minimizing the connection there.
I'm just kidding.
She went to school in New York and met a guy who became pretty much my best friend now, and
he's great.
He's pretty great. And his name's Mike.
He's so
awesome. Let you tell your side of the story.
That's it. I mean, that's 100% true. And so I lived in New York and New Jersey for 7 years or so after we graduated high school. So I was gone for a while and came back. And we moved here. We moved back to St. Louis right like for your wedding, honestly.
Yeah.
So
August of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just like I said, I keep my friends close. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, small little circle.
Yeah. Terrifying circle to be in.
But yeah, that's it. I mean, we're your brother is like our family now. My brother-in-laws are like your family now. So, if it seems odd that we have like a strong bond, it's because it is odd and we do have a strong bond.
Yeah. For sure. Vacation together, holidays together.
Yeah. Our kids are the same age, and they're all like cousins, and it's a good deal. So,
well, then let's dive in just real quick. We've kind of talked about how we know each other.
Yeah.
Let's give a quick and dirty on our immediate circle, our quick circle. If you're comfortable talking about your household and who what that consists of, and I'll do the same.
Yeah. So I have a husband. We've been together for 13 years. We've been married for 5. His name is Michael, and we have a 3.5-year-old boy. His name's Asa, and one crazy ass dog. Her name's Betzel, and she is a real diva.
Real
and
that's peach. It. She's a real peach.
Yeah, that's our little house.
Okay. So I also have a wife, who you just previously heard about. She's listener number one.
We're on the board.
On the board with one listener. And, we have been together for 19 years-ish. I'm kind of looking in that direction just to make sure that, okay, she said yes. Head nod means correct.
You don't have to look at the microphone.
I think, okay, that was your issue. You were worried about looking at it because of the phallic shape of it. It's hard not to. And I'm nervous that it's going to stop recording again and we're going to have to do all this work.
No, it's fine. It's
to it make looks it happen.
Good. Looks good.
Anyways.
19 years.
19 years.
What's her name?
Her name is Sarah. Sarah Jill. We have been married for 9 years, right? 9 years.
Almost.
It'll be 9 years in September. We have two awesome little boys who are insane. We have a 7-year-old Harry and an almost 3-year-old Gus. And we also have a dog who turned 10 yesterday. We forgot his birthday. So that's my family. That's my house.
Yeah. What about us telling people why they should listen to this and what's the point?
For sure.
That's probably more important to them than anything we've said so far.
Right. So right? 12 minutes of fast forwarding and you're going to get to the goods right now.
Here it is. The reason you should listen.
So Jess and I both have a pretty great sense of humor and I think we have a really great outlook on life.
Yeah,
we've both... like every human, had events that have molded and shaped who we are as adults, who we are as parents.
That was Memphis.
You just met Memphis. Who we are as business people, all of that. I think that's how we operate. I think that's kind of how we operate as people. We operate on a level that is honest and raw, and I think it helps us. It certainly helps me in business. I probably will gain twice as much business being honest and real and passionate as I will lose for the exact same reason. You know, we're not snake oil salesmen. We're not sleazy. There's plenty of those out there, and we don't operate that way.
Well, and I think that you and I are very similar. Like, full disclosure, we don't work on the same team. Like, Adam has his own team. I work on a large team at KW, and both of our teams are 100% about the benefit of our clients.
Yeah.
And like making sure that they trust us and can trust us with their like largest asset, their families. Like, we go above and beyond because we care about them as people. Like, not, this isn't a real estate podcast, but it's going to come out a
for
lot
sure.
because
for sure.
it's what we do more than what we do anything else.
Right.
But I think that us being genuine and caring about other people is not what sets us apart of other agents, but includes us in a great group of really cool people.
Yeah, and right? it certainly benefits us and our businesses. And I think, again, not a real estate podcast, but real estate is one of the only industries that you kind of are allowed to choose your path. You know, you can be successful being a sleazeball in real estate, and you can be successful doing things the way that we do things, and you can be successful kind of just hanging out and maybe catching a couple of transactions here and there. And if that's what dictates success to you, then that's fine. But the way that we choose to have like a business philosophy, I think, is bigger than real estate. And so there's a lot of people that we look up to in our lives that we thought would be cool to have on the show, or Or even just maybe get that mentality out there a little bit more of like, it's okay to like do the, you know, the quote unquote right thing and not the thing that's the most, you know, beneficial from a monetary perspective or, you know, we make decisions all the time that aren't the best decisions for my wallet. But it may be the best for my clients, or should be the best for my clients. And so when you operate that way from doing the right thing for other people, how could we not want to kind of get that out?
Well, it's a lifetime. We view it as a lifetime business. When somebody works with me or within my team, it's to build a relationship for life. I'm not saying like, hey, here's this house, buy it. I'm saying like, where are you going to put your Christmas tree? Mm-hmm. Like, is this living room going to fit your piano? X, Y, and Z. So, you know, we're showing people houses when they're pregnant and we're checking up with them when they have the baby. And it's, you get to know people and really help them with what's going on in their life. Yeah. And I think that we can relate to and showcase people who have that same sort of mentality in other scopes of entrepreneurship or business or whatever.
Yeah.
And they all sort of share that sort of like family first.
Yeah.
You know, living your best kind of life thing who people would might find interesting.
Yeah. So I have the honor of being able to teach other agents.
Yeah.
Which is something I absolutely love to do. And I...
Really?
Yeah, if you didn't know that.
No, I'm not judging you.
No, I love it.
I would...
You would hate that.
For you.
Yeah. I love it. I love every second of teaching and coaching. I think it's a ton of fun. And I get
You don't feel nervous, like, that you're responsible for that?
Sure. But I think... I mean, I'm not telling anybody how to make $1 million. I'm telling people, like... The honest, there is a book for that. I'm telling them the honest understanding of like what my experience in joining a company or going into entrepreneurship and going into business for myself has been like. So, you know, I had a full-time job. I was in technology for almost 15 years, and then decided to quit my job when my wife was pregnant with our second kid. And go out on my own and try and make something happen. That came with a lot of challenges. There's still challenges with that. You know, there's tons of challenges that I think we all face as entrepreneurs or people who are trying to make something happen within their own like capacity and ability. And so that's what I discuss when I'm coaching is like, hey, if you're upset with the results, let's talk about what you're doing. You know, so it's a very tactical discussion. And I feel like coaching and teaching can be a very tactical thing. It's not always what I'm doing because I'm screwing up on the daily.
Well, and your goals or your life is totally different than someone else's.
For sure. And my priorities are different. And, you know, so what I can do is offer some tactics on here's how I manage those and here's how I kind of grew into what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. And if tell me a little bit about yourself and maybe I can give you some pointers. So if someone asked me, who are you? I think I would like to say I'm somebody that cares a ton about people and like the human condition as a whole, not to get too deep in episode one, 13 minutes in, but like I have a huge passion for people and trying to just be a resource for people in any capacity that they need. Mm-hmm. But I'm also somebody that you're not always going to probably hear what you want to hear. You're going to probably hear something that may make you feel uncomfortable, but hopefully it leads to some growth or some development or whatever the case may be. And I'm just kind of a real person.
Yeah.
Some things about me that you wouldn't know just by looking at me.
Yeah.
I absolutely love to karaoke. It's one of my favorite things to do. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a karaoke night. You know this. I can steal a microphone from anywhere. I have almost. Yeah. I have. I would steal a microphone from a drive-thru worker, as long as it got me just 15 seconds of...
Your fries are ready, number 32.
I love it, and I'm terrible at it, but it's one of my favorite things to do. I absolutely love to karaoke.
I think that you totally own it when you do it, and even if maybe the pitch isn't perfect, the delivery is... fantastic, and it
works.
The crowd loves you. So what else is there?
That's it.
I guess the personal satisfaction, but
yeah,
that's that.
I'll tell you what, though, way more than coaching, the first 5 seconds of singing in front of people, I want to vomit everywhere.
Terrifying.
Yeah. My hands are trembling. I feel like Eminem from 8 Mile. Like, I'm getting
feel
ready.
Like, I'm gonna throw up mom's spaghetti right now. Yeah. Thinking about it.
Yeah.
See, like you, I love to sing. If I could do anything and no one know that I did it, it would be to like sing for a living.
Yeah.
I don't wanna like work at night and all that stuff, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, if I could make a living out of singing in my car to my kid through my rearview mirror, I would be rolling in it.
Yeah.
But I can't, so I work. But I can't get up. I can't even get up there.
I know.
It's
more than three beers to do it.
That I think I'm actually pretty good too.
You're all right. No, you are.
I think I'm pretty good too, and that's the worst part. Is like my head's like, "Oh, you're pretty good. Go do it."
Mm-hmm.
And then every other thing in my body is like, "Don't do that. Don't ever."
Well,
do
here's
that.
The problem I have. I'll do it once, and I'll do pretty well, and people will say that was amazing. High fives all around. And immediately I start looking for microphones. who's got a microphone in their pocket? Because I'm going to entertain you.
That's right.
And yes. Then the preceding 30 times are very bad.
Well, it's not like it's bad. It's just that people don't want to hear you sing every song
the entire
in the binder the rest of the night.
I disagree. All right, so well, let's.
And that's it.
So let me ask you.
Oh.
Someone meets you. Who are you? What do you tell them? The Cliff Notes version. What do you want them to know about you?
Okay. Well, what I want them to know about me is different than what I feel like they are experiencing. What I feel like they're experiencing is a mix between like Daria and Mona Lisa Saperstein from Parks and Rec. I mean, I don't know. I think if I was talking about you, I would say that you are the same person with every person you meet. Like,
okay.
No matter who it was, if it was somebody that knew you from grade school, a client of yours, or like a friend of a friend of a friend, I think they would all have the same image and like
experience
thought of you. Whereas I feel like with me, I don't know if it's because I've lived so many different places or like I don't, or maybe I'm not comfortable enough in my own skin. I feel like every person that knows me knows a different me.
Gets,
if that makes
gets
sense.
The version of you that you want them to see?
Not necessarily, but I feel like when someone asks me a question, I'm like, oh, God, they don't really want to hear this whole story, do they? So I just tell them what I think they want to hear.
Okay.
But to be, like, transparent, my background is different. Like, after high school, I went to culinary school. I moved to New York. I went to culinary school there and worked in restaurants and all that jazz. So when I finally decided to make the switch to real estate, and I went to a good school, like, you were supposed to know everything, do everything, be everything to everyone, and that's it. Like,
right.
No excuses. So when I went into real estate, I was really excited about the idea of being able to be able to learn and have that like moment of ignorance where no one would come to me and be like, you're supposed to know this.
Right.
You're this. You have paid and learned all this stuff, and how dare you ask this question because you should know this by now. So I feel like in real estate, it gave me like an easy opportunity to learn and grow. And I also realized that no one in this world knows me in real estate. So rather than, you know, for 30 something years, be who everybody, who I think everybody wants me to be, I can just be authentically like who I feel I should be.
Yeah.
Like honest and nice and like a better person, to be honest.
Yeah.
'Cause the world I was in before was really, really challenging and rough and tough. And if you don't like it, get the heck out. Like,
yeah,
you know. So I feel like in the past couple of years, I did a lot of growing. And I don't know exactly who, like, I was, but I know who I am now. That's not, like, a definitive statement, but I feel better about who I am.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a better friend. I'm a better wife. I feel like I could always be a better mom, but I don't know a mom out there that doesn't feel that way.
That's parenting, I think.
Yeah, but so I think I'm a more genuine person. So to be honest, I don't know what question I was answering, but that is
the one you asked.
What I felt like saying at that time. So yeah. Does anyone still want to listen to this if they're still listening to you
now? Besides my wife.
Probably not.
She's probably already turned it off by now. It's okay.
She busy.
She's chasing kids.
Okay, great. Well, I think that's a lot.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
That's enough for episode one.
Keep them salivating.
For more. Oh, God.
Let's call it quits.
Let's stop it here.
Have a good night.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.